The Cook Report was a programme that took some very tough subjects, and they always had, as it were, a villain behind the scenes, someone who was clearly doing something wrong. And they would always have had lots of investigation, so they knew that this person was in the wrong. They had a lot of evidence, you know, against that person. And they would write to them for an interview. They would do. There was always complex rules to make sure that the person had had every opportunity to meet them and explain. And invariably, in these things, the person would ignore the Archer Cook Report. So in the end, they were allowed to basically doorstep them, which meant they would pounce on that person unannounced and trying to, you know, usually at their home, trying to ask them difficult questions. And so, and then the edits for those programs, we used to live and die by the actual doorsteps, and they'd often arrive even a day before transmission or less. And so there was a certain way those things had to be done. They were always very powerful television. With the doorsteps for Cook Report, they had very high budgets, big teams, and they would always have been highly thorough with the investigation. So I felt those doorsteps were clearly a last resort. They'd already done everything they could and should do. And those doorsteps were certainly valid. I mean, I think that was many years ago. More latterly, you don't see hardly any programmes like that anymore where there's been time to really think about it. I think you could certainly doorstep someone today without as much preparation if you weren't careful, and that would be rather more dubious ethically. The Cook Report would certainly investigate subjects, and before they then went into full production on those, they would be clear on their subjects. But I think what happened there, and I wasn't on the actual production team on that research side, I was on the editing side, but certainly my understanding of that was that they would have a range of subjects they'd be working on. You wouldn't spend too much money on that subject till you knew where you were going. You wouldn't start shooting it till you knew that there was something in there which was wrong, which you would start investigating. And then if an area which they thought was wrong turned out to be okay, that they wouldn't pursue that one anymore. They'd turn to another subject. So they had long enough series to look at a range of issues and then follow through the ones which were the strongest.